joined by Aya, and we will be giving our opinions on Arab countries, and we're just going to be talking about everything that we know about them.
Yep.
Okay. So, first thing, we're going to talk about Saudi Arabia. So, Saudi is like the most religious country. And, you know, it's where, like, our holy place is. It's where Mecca is, and it's where the Kaaba is. The Kaaba is the, you know, like, the black, I don't know what it's called in English.
But it's our religious, so it's kind of like a box, you can't say a box.
Yeah, it's like a black box.
Yes, in the middle of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And it's the most religious country. A lot of Muslim people are in there, and
yeah, it's the holy place of Islam.
Yes.
And fun fact, Saudi Arabia is trying to allow the selling of alcohol to non-Muslims, like. When foreigners travel and come to Saudi, they're trying to make it so that they can, like, buy and drink alcohol.
Yeah,
there.
And mind you, Saudi Arabia is the most religious country. So, like, when everybody looks at Saudi Arabia, you have all of that. They don't agree with that. And there's a lot of problems that is going on, right?
Right, yeah.
You know how, like, Saudi Arabia allowing alcohol, saying to other people.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, Saudi is, like, the holy place of Islam. Like, that's where our holy places are. And so, like, drinking alcohol is a sin in Islam, and we're prohibited from, you know, consuming alcohol. So Saudi trying to capitalize off of, like, alcohol is just a bad image for Islam, and frankly, just for Saudi. Next country, we have Jordan.
Yes. Jordan got a great food, a lot of good food. And they have a food called mensaf. It's like the most popular thing.
Yeah, it's like their national dish.
Yes. And Jordan, even Jordan's people, they're so nice. I mean, like, I don't know, like when you go over there, you just don't feel like you're in another country. You feel like you're in your home country. And I lived in Jordan for like 5 years, 6 years.
Mm.
So, yeah, I love Jordan. The places over there are so beautiful. There is a place called Petra.
Petra, yeah.
Yes, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah. Fun fact about Jordan is that literally all the Arabs travel there.
Yes, like, all of them.
Yeah, like, even if you're not Jordanian, you, like, you're gonna go to Jordan, you know? Like, I'm Iraqi, and so I've been to Jordan because that's where my dad's family lives. I've been to Jordan 3 times, and like I'm not even, like, no one in my family is Jordanian, but we, like, we still go there.
Yeah.
Oh, also, Jordan, I've heard that they're, like, you can't get a job there. Like, if you're not Jordanian, they'll discriminate, like, even if you're Arab.
So, so there is a lot of Syrian people in Jordan. So they can't get a job unless they get a card or they do something. Because, yeah, you have to be Jordan, like, from Jordan.
Yeah.
Till they give you the thing. That's what something kind of, like, bad, or I don't know how to explain it. But because, like, I have a lot of friends from Syria that they were over there. And they're, like, right now, even at schools, there's kind of, like, racism. Kind of, like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
If you're, like, not Jordan, you're not.
Yeah, Jordanian. If you're not Jordanian, they won't, like, treat you the same.
Yes.
And, like, at the end of the day, we're all Arabs and Muslims, or even if we're not, like, even if there aren't Muslims, but, like, we're all Arab, and so it shouldn't matter, but, like, Jordan's kind of known to, like, discriminate against you with jobs.
Yes.
Yeah. Next country, we have Syria.
Yep. So, Syria is my home country. I am from Damascus. I can't explain Syria. It's like a beautiful country. A beautiful country. Not because it's my country.
Yeah.
But you know it, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people talk about Syria and how it is. So, over there, the food is different than Syria. We have a lot of kind of food. People are so nice. So literally in Syria, it's the safe. It was the safest place ever. Like literally, we used to walk at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's so nice. You leave the house. They have you leave the house open. You go. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like there was nothing.
Yeah.
Since the war started, everything destroyed.
Yeah, and like you know, like the U.S. has attacked a bunch of Arab countries. Like they've attacked Iraq and Syria,
yeah.
And they've attacked Iraq and Syria, but Syria has like really suffered, you know, like all the countries have suffered, but like Syria still isn't safe to travel to.
Yeah.
And like it's just horrible. Yeah. And like there's like the economy over there, they don't have enough money to like rebuild.
True. Everything. And the price is so high, like everything is so expensive.
Yeah, the economy is not good.
No. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. I wish I can go, like, you know, back to visit.
Yeah.
All right. Next country we have, Iraq.
So, I'm Iraqi, and, so, like, I never spent any time there. I think I lived there for, like, no, I didn't live there at all. Because I'm Iraqi, but I was born in Egypt, and I was there for, like, I don't even know, like 5 or 7 years. I really don't remember. But like the only time I've been to Iraq was when I traveled back to it in 2018 and 2019. And when I traveled there, like there are still buildings that are fallen. You know, like there's still a bunch of
from the war and from everything.
Yeah.
There's like buildings.
They're not even building because they're like they have no money. Like
yeah.
It's
but Iraq, everybody talks about Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, the people who are there are really nice. They treat you as well like you're in your home country. They have a famous dish called dolma.
Yes, dolma.
Oh, it's the best.
Dolma is, it's like a bunch of vegetables, like onion and, like, eggplant and peppers. And we stuff them with...
grape leaves as well.
Yeah, and grape leaves. And we stuff them with, like, a rice mix where it's mixed with like a tomato sauce or a tomato paste and has like meat, and we stuff the vegetables with this rice and then we just leave it to like simmer on the stove for like hours, and so it's really good. And yeah, I miss Iraq a lot. Like being in your country, like being in your own country,
yeah.
And like interacting with your own people and being able to speak your own language is so amazing. Like Aya and I, we can't do that in America.
No. And here in America, to be honest, everything is really nice and beautiful, like, but there's no social, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we have neighbors, we don't be talking, we don't do that. In our home country, you can literally talk to neighbors. You will know everybody. You talk, holidays the same, you speak the same. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And over here, there's only work, home,
yeah.
School. Only work, home, school. It depends.
Yeah. And the U.S. has provided, like, a lot of opportunities. And obviously, we're grateful because, like, not everyone is able to come to the U.S.
True.
But, like, the difference is that in the Arab countries, and this is for all of them, like, there's actually life there. Like... the streets are open until like 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Like there's people everywhere. Like, it's insane because it's such a lively part of the world, and the U.S. isn't really like that. You know, like the stores close at like 11 p.m.
Hey, sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The next country we have is Yemen.
Yes. Yemen, out of all the countries that have been affected by war, Yemen is, like, the worst.
Yeah, Yemen is the worst.
Yeah, like, you don't hear anything about Yemen because they're doing so bad.
Yeah, you saw the videos, right?
There's
a lot of...
Like...
And I feel like nobody talks about Yemen that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, but Yemen been through a lot. And a lot of things happen. At the end, all of our, like, you know... The only things that they went well is Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, where they're like the richest, and they're like,
Qatar.
Yeah, those are like the countries who are like, wow.
Yeah, UAE, like, they're all thriving, and the rest of the Arab countries are, like, broke, basically.
True.
Yeah.
All right, next country we have Lebanon, Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Lebanon, yeah.
Yep.
One thing I love about Lebanon is their accent.
Their accent?
Yeah, it's so pretty.
I lived in Lebanon for 6 months.
Really? Yes. Wow.
I lived in Lebanon for 6 months. It's so nice. Mm-hmm. And over there, the weather, we left, like, I'm not sure what's the name called, but there was, like, a lot of mountains, a lot of rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So, I love Lebanon. It's so nice.
Did you live in Beirut?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really pretty. And all Lebanese people are pretty, too. Like, they all have good genes. Like.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah. Let's talk about Egypt.
We call Egypt in our home, you know?
Yeah.
We call it the mother of the...
Yeah, we call it...
the mother of the countries.
Yeah,
Al-Dunya.
Al-Dunya.
So that's what we called Egypt, the mother of all the countries.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt, I don't know how to explain it, but Egypt are really nice people over there.
Yeah.
Real people, like you can...
Yeah. I lived in Cairo. I was born there and I lived there for a couple of years. And I don't remember much, but it's like the hospitality there is insane, and like all the people are so nice, and like the food there is amazing. Their national dish is called kushari. It's a mix of rice and like macaroni noodles, and then spaghetti, and then lentils. And then you have, like, this tomato sauce that you put on it with, like, some, like, crispy onions. They're, like, fried onions. And you can put a hot sauce on it, and that's basically their national dish.
Yeah.
And it's so good. So, if you can find an Egyptian restaurant nearby, and go.
Kushari or...
Yeah, they have a bunch of good food.
Yep. Next country we have Algeria. So... Algeria, there are a lot of beautiful people over there. Their accent, so Algeria, it's kind of Arab, but their accents, I don't know how to explain. They talk, but we can't really understand. Like, I can't understand what they say.
Yeah, me neither.
It's Arabic, but it's kind of a mix of a lot of stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like, it's Arabic, but the words are changed so much that no one can understand them, but... other Algerians.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with the Iraqi accent.
Yeah. Iraqi is way better. Like, I can understand Iraqi perfectly.
Yeah, but not everyone can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. And so Algeria and Tunisia,
mm-hmm.
they're the same, kind of, like, with the accent.
Yeah, and Morocco.
And Morocco. Yeah. I can't literally understand. Like, sometimes I have a friend, they're from, like, Morocco and Tunisia. Mm-hmm. They be talking to me. I'm like, talk to me like how y'all usually talk.
Yeah.
They be talking. I can't understand. I can't. And it's Arabic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
And it's funny because, like, with my Iraqi accent, I've noticed that when my mom speaks to people of, like, from other countries,
mm-hmm.
she switches her Iraqi accent to the accent, like, that the person is from.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like it's insane because no one else will do that for, like, Iraqi. Like, no one can switch to an Iraqi accent.
I feel like you do that too with me.
Really?
Or, like, kind of, yeah. Like, you know, when we be talking?
Yeah.
You can't... Maybe we can't understand each other. We speak Arabic, right?
Yeah.
But, like, we can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some words.
We can understand each other well. It's just that the way we say the words is different.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we have... Palestine.
I feel so bad.
Yeah, for Palestine, we can't really describe Palestine. Is the I love Palestine so much, and the name of it will still be Palestine, never changed.
Mm-hmm.
Through all the stuff that they've been through, all the videos that we watched, like, I literally cried a lot.
Yeah, me too.
About it. Palestine, has the Quds.
Al-Quds.
Al-Quds. I don't know what it's called in English. Did they call it?
The capital.
The capital. Yes. It's really beautiful over there. A lot of people go over there. Even their food. Over there, how can we call it? Like, the boys over there, everybody over there is so strong. Like, so strong. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Through all of the stuff that happened to them.
Yeah.
The war and all of that. And they still continue. They never give up.
Yeah.
We are really proud of them. Like, this is the most, really, Arabic country that I am, like, I literally love.
Yeah.
When they ask me, where are you from? I always say, I'm from Syria, Palestine. Yes.
And it's like, there are a bunch of countries that have gone through war.
Yeah.
But Palestine is, like, it's still suffering.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's still going
through war. Every country went to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But Palestine, till now, they're still suffering. And, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, there's a famous Palestinian song that goes, like... yeah. And it goes, Demi Falastini.
It's like my blood.
Yeah, it means my blood is Palestinian. And it's like, it's really nice because, like, when this has happened with, like, the whole situation with Palestine and Israel, all the Arabs have, like, started singing this song and, like, to, like, represent that even though we're from different countries, like, all the Arab countries are with Palestine and yes, with all the people.
Next country we have United Arab Emirates.
Mm-hmm, the UAE.
Yep.
Man, it's so unfair that you have these like four countries that are so rich and like they're politically fine, you know?
Yeah.
And they're making in like billions. Yeah, like trillion. I don't even know, whatever. But like,
and they can't even help anybody.
Literally, they're not even, like, sided with the Arab countries. They're with the U.S. because, like, you know?
Yeah. So that's hard. And it hurts, by the way. It's like, you know what I'm talking about? Right. And then at the end, nobody's helping nobody.
Right. Like, you are the Muslim people, you know?
Yeah.
And you're gonna go and see your Muslim, like, brothers and sisters suffering in this country in Palestine, and you're not gonna do anything because you want to remain cool with the U.S., which is understandable, but
it's
at the end of the day, you're a Muslim.
Yeah, you can't just
like, you can't abandon your people when you can so obviously they'd be like,
we're hoping. Yeah, what kind of hope are y'all hoping?
Right.
Y'all can do better, like, really, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can do more than this.
Yeah, they can do so much more.
Yeah.
Like, Qatar, UAE, Saudi, Kuwait, like, all the rich Arab countries.
Yes.
Like, they can, like, greatly help Palestine.
True.
But.
All right, and that's it. We talked about
some of the Arab countries.
Some of the Arab country. Yeah. And thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Bye. Bye.